looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
First, though, an Australian cricket legend has reportedly been testing positive to the coronavirus in India. Now, there's a little bit of hesitation around all of this. It's involving Mike Hussey, who's an assistant with Chennai in the Indian Premier League. We have a little bit of hesitation because we have not heard this from Mike Hussey. Other members of the Chennai team have tested positive to COVID. Indian media is reporting that Hussey has returned a positive test overnight. For some clarification, let's go to Todd Greenberg, the CEO of the Australian Cricketers Association. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Has Mike Hussey got the virus?
Look, again, I'm not sure. I'm a bit like you. There's a number of mixed messages coming out of India overnight, but I've read the same reports you have. I haven't had a chance yet to talk to Mike personally, but they'll be up in a few hours over there in India, so we'll get some clarity on that as quickly as we can.
Yeah, Indian media is reporting that he returned a positive test the first time around. They're saying he's undertaken a second test, and they're hoping that one will show he's clear.
Yeah, and look, you know, it's probably not an enormous shock given that, you know, at least one of our guys or someone was going to ultimately find a positive test once the biosecurity bubble was breached, and ultimately that's why the IPL tournament's now being postponed. So, you know, we're going to try to put as much care around all of our players and staff that we have over there, and clearly that information overnight from Mike will need to reach out to him very quickly as soon as he wakes up.
So with the Indian Premier League now suspended and the rest of our players in 4 days of lockdown, what happens next?
Yeah, well, clearly now we've got some confirmation that the tournament won't go ahead. And I think after, as I said to you yesterday, once the biosecurity bubble's breached, it obviously has huge concerns for the ongoing viability of the tournament. So the BCCI probably made the only decision they could make overnight. So now we're working closely with Cricket Australia, our government, the Indian officials over there. We're obviously in dialogue with our players and we'll find them a passage home. That'll be a two-step process, obviously, given that there are no flights back into our country. They've been suspended until the 15th of May, so there'll be a destination first and then ultimately a home passage back to Australia at the right time.
So they might do a Michael Slater, go to the Maldives or somewhere like that until they're allowed back down under?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the easiest way to look at it. I know Michael Slater's probably enjoying his time in Maldives, so he might have some company or elsewhere. So we've just got to make sure they're well looked after. And you know, they're no different to the 9,000 other Australians, Ben, who are in India, who are all probably trying to figure out their path home. And, you know, we've got sort of close to 40 of our Australian cricketers, some past and present, and some of them working in media and staffing roles. And we want to make sure we put their arms around them and take good care of them and get them home safely.
It's going to be a difficult few days ahead, and we'll wait for some news on Mike Hussey. Todd, we really appreciate you giving us all of these updates, and I know you're not getting a lot of sleep at the moment, but I'm guessing we're going to talk again soon. Thanks so much.
No problems, Ben. Cheers.
Todd Greenberg joining us on the line, the CEO of the Australian Cricketers Association.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.